Chapter 3, Stewardship. It's under our management. In this chapter, we'll explore the stewardship parables of Jesus by taking a close look at one and then summarizing the central teachings of all. Christ's parable of the shrewd manager, sometimes called the unrighteous steward, concerns a wealthy owner who fires his business manager for wasting his assets. Luke 16, 1-13. During the brief period before his termination becomes effective, the steward goes to his master's debtors and reduces what they owe, thereby engendering their friendship. When the master learns of this, he doesn't praise the steward for unethical behavior, but he does praise him for his foresight in making friends who will be supportive of him now that his term of stewardship is over. The man's termination signifies that every steward's service will one day come to an end. We will finish this life just as the manager finished his job, and likely just as unexpectedly. When that time comes, we too will give an account of our stewardship, Romans 14:12. Consequently, Jesus is telling us we should follow the steward's example of looking ahead to the long-term future and using wisely what little remaining time and influence we have now. What are the eternal friends and dwellings Jesus speaks of? In this parable, Jesus doesn't tell us to stay away from worldly wealth, but to use it strategically. He says to use it to gain friends for yourselves, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. Luke 16:9. Money can be a tool of Christ, but it must be used as such now, before our current period of service ends. There will be no second chance to use our present money for Christ in the next life. After the manager's termination was effective, after he could work no longer, the manager would have no more leverage. He used his final days of service to win friends who could take him into their dwellings when his work was done. Jesus tells us that after we die, we may be welcomed by friends into eternal dwellings. Perhaps the friends of this parable will participate in the rich welcome upon entering heaven, 2 Peter 1:11. Their participation in that welcoming will be contingent upon our wise use of our God-entrusted resources on earth to impact